Well, good morning. It's Monday, December 9th, 2013. Time for another fishing report with Robert. I'm going to tell you where to go, what to do, and how to do it. And me, I'm just going to tell you where to go. I don't know. I'm sorry. It's early. I mean, this is an early report. So anyway, Robert, what's going on in the area?
Well, our waters are warmed up a lot again. I mean, more than last week. So, you know, it's doing really, really good.
I'm sorry, I'm moving the microphone in front of his mouth so he speaks into it. Speak into the microphone, young man.
Gotta speak louder.
Just have at it now. Tell us where these fishies are hiding.
They're hiding everywhere. They're moving around a lot. You know, they can't make up their mind where they need to be because the water temperature is running in the low to mid 70s in most places on the flats. Gulf temperature is probably running about 5 degrees warmer than it should be. So the fish kind of are a little messed up still. You got to move around a lot. I don't care if you're looking for redfish or if you're looking for mangrove snapper offshore on the reefs. Got to be prepared to move around a lot. The probably your best bet realistically is drifting the flats right now for trout and redfish on either the west wall or the east wall. Using shrimp mostly, and there's a ton of bonnet heads mixed in with them out there, so you can have a field day with them, but so, you want to cover ground.
But a lot of people don't understand that all you've got to do is when you go out, to catch the bonnets is no different than catching the trout and the rest of them. I'm literally using the same rigs for bonnet sharks as I am for trout and redfish and stuff. Whenever you got a shrimp on the line, you got a good chance of catching a bonnet.
Oh, a great chance. The majority of their diet, especially this time of year, is shrimp and crabs, you know, any type of crustacean, really. You know, they're very easy to catch. They do have pretty sharp teeth, but they're not such an aggressive feeder where they bite you off every time.
Yes, they do bite a little bit. That was the guy waiting over there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you know, you got to watch for them guys, you know.
But they're probably the two most predominant places to catch the bonnet heads in good numbers is going to be over around Cape Hayes. On that bar there, and also on the flats out in front of Pirate Harbor. And that's going to probably be your best chance also for getting your bigger trout if you're fishing along the edges of those flats. You know, the big trout aren't going to sit right up on top, but they'll stay along that perimeter area.
Okay, now there's a lot of mackerel I know out through the middle of the harbor. We got a lot of ladyfish through the harbor.
And some bluefish, too.
Yeah, now the middle hole between Alligator Creek Reef and the Pirate Harbor hole, just off the edge of that middle hole, seems to be one of the better places for the mackerel.
For bigger mackerel.
Bigger mackerel.
Not great numbers, but definitely bigger mackerel.
We've seen mackerel up at Marker 2, up by the 41 Bridge. Now I'm hearing stories of some sand silver trout up by 75, a little bit of sea trout up there, not much for size, but the sand trout, silver trout.
Sugar trout.
Well, sugar trout, a lot of them at Marker 2. Most people use them for bait, but if you don't mind filleting up a whole bunch of little buggers, they're actually one of the most tasty fish I've ever tried. Yeah. Little tiny perch-looking things. And just like that yellow perch up north, actually good eating, but oh my God, you're going to be there for a while on a fillet table. I probably wouldn't figure on about 6 per person, you know, and it takes a second to fillet or cook them because they're so tiny fillets, but actually not bad.
Yeah, not bad at all.
We were talking about Jack Crevel's, Jack's, some nice big schools anywhere around Punta Gorda, Fisherman Village, Colony Point, Ponce de Leon, back up a little bit in Alligator Creek, although a lot of those get netted up. That's a big commercial food fish. They command a good price when the commercial guys take them, so once they get out of the aisles, they're pretty much open game.
Yeah. There's a bunch of those there, and then there's offshore and near passes. There's some really, really good mangrove snappers, a lot more Spanish mackerel, but they are smaller, and there are still some king mackerel offshore anywhere from 3 to 20 miles out, and they're hanging around the reefs mostly. There's not a lot of fish activity as far as bait goes, so you're not seeing the birds, so you're kind of fishing blind. If you want to catch the bigger kings, you're going to get a lot less numbers, but the bigger kings are at about 2 to 6 miles out and just follow the crab trap lines. You know, unfortunately, you will get tangled up in one every now and then if you hook into a big king, but usually trolling closer to shore, you'll pick up those big solitary females that are cruising along. And there's still a lot of fish up north, Clearwater Beach, 1.5 miles off the beach from Clearwater Beach down to John's Pass. Had king mackerel and Spanish mackerel and bonita for literally the entire stretch from one of our captains the other day. So there's still a lot of fish up north of us that haven't made up their mind to come down here yet. The drawback to that is that if it cools off rapidly, those fish are going to fly right past us. If it keeps continuing what it's doing now, where it's kind of staying consistent but very slowly dropping, that could keep those fish here for a few more weeks, you know, and keep them where it's fishable numbers.
So what we need is
about
another 2 degrees lower in water temperature to get those fish to us.
Yes.
And we don't, I'm sorry, Tampa, St. Pete guys, I don't care if you have fish. No, I would like you to have fish, but I would rather have them down here where I can play with them, you know.
Right.
And 2 degrees will actually bring them down this far. That 100-mile stretch is about a 1 to 2 degree difference in water temperature that'll bring them down to us. But we've got a lot of sharks in the Gulf right now. I mean, there's just tons of sharks. We're getting reports from Captain Billy, tiger shark that they hooked up. There's lots of black nose. There's sharp nose. There's, I mean, just so many different types of sharks. You go out grouper fishing right now, be prepared for sharks. There is a lot of them. And you wouldn't think they'd be spawning right now. I don't know what's got them all packed up.
No, they're not spawning at all. You know, you got another 1.5 to 2 months before they start to go into pre-spawn mode, but it's just that time of year where there's enough food out there and it's close to shore, so
they're just bunching together for the big wads of food.
Yeah, they're just predators. You know, that's just their nature.
Okay. Yeah, I get that. I know. Yes, okay. All right. This is scary. Okay, yeah. Yes, I can't help. I got to play with my toys.
Like your sound effects.
So anyway, inside one of the big things, moving water. To have the water moving. If it's not moving, boy, that's a long sound effect. I don't think any of that, like, what's going on forever here. Die, you sound effect. Okay, we got supposed to be talking about moving water. If you're back on the flats, watch your tide charts. And when you see a big difference in the height of the tides, and that's going to be your best days fishing. We're hearing good stories about small redfish, Peace River, Hog Island, Mica Cutoff, down over close around the area by Ponce. Bigger redfish as you get south in the harbor. There's bigger redfish Cape Hayes, back up in the little creeks in the west wall. We've got some nice big redfish down by Pirate Harbor. When you're looking at the Pirate Harbor channel, the islands on the left or the right, not so much going into Pirate Harbor, but you got to work them little islands. You got to be sneaky. They get a lot of pressure down there. Good time to drag out those 7.5-8 foot rods and cast way back towards the islands. And the nice part about it is you're bringing it in, you're actually back far enough from the trough where you've got a shot at some nice big trout. Even if you're not hitting those big redfish up against the mangroves, you can get a good shot at those big trout as you bring your bait back in.
And if you do want those bigger redfish, you got to really change things up. You need to bring a lot of different varieties of bait with you. There's not hardly any white bait out there because the water temperature is almost too cool for them.
I'm going to go au contraire, monsieur. I've heard them at Marker 2, the Fishville markers.
Sure, but they're not consistent. They're very inconsistent, and they're down
deep.
You got
to really look around, but you can find some bait if you're really, really into it.
Yeah, but I'm not going to go throw a cast net for 3 hours to fish for two.
Yeah, neither am I. I'm with you on that.
Let's face it, there's not enough to really justify going out there and beating your head against the wall. You cruise around the marker once or twice. If they're there, great. If they're not, continue on. But that's also the same thing goes for the shrimp. The water temperature still hasn't gotten cold enough yet for there to be a great abundance of shrimp in the harbor. So the fish are really kind of disoriented with what they're feeding on. They're feeding on cut ladyfish, crabs, shrimp, white bait, sardines. Some of them are even eating squid. I mean, you kind of want to...
Squid's actually doing pretty good right now. Yeah. It's really weird.
Yeah,
there could be a lot of squid moved up into the harbor with these temperatures the way they are.
Yeah.
It's the time of year where you see a lot of baby squid. You see a lot of squids up in the harbor, so they could be doing that.
You just want to go out there with an abundance, you know, a very good arsenal of bait right now. Unfortunately, it's not just a one thing is going to work.
Yeah. So, pinfish seems to be, live pinfish especially, offshore, cutting to pieces for other fish.
Mm-hmm.
And people forget you can cut up pinfish as chunk bait as well as live bait.
Oh, absolutely. It works sometimes a lot better cutting it up than it does using it live.
Goliath grouper, they're, where are you finding the, if somebody wants to go play with a bigger fish, where are you going to find a big Goliath?
They're scattered on all the reefs inshore. There's some really, really good big fish out there just at the Novak Reef and the Tremblay Reef.
And they're only a couple mile and a half. You can still see land from these reefs. So it's not like you got to travel out and you're going to be out there in the middle and you're not going to see land. Novak and Tremblay are so close, you can actually see them. You can see land from where you're at. So you don't even need your GPS to get you back. You know, you can go out, just go due west out of Gasparilla Pass, and you'll see the bottom structure. They're pretty easy to find. So we got some nice big Goliaths, Jew fish there.
Yeah.
To wrap it up, Robert, what's your summary on what would you do today if you were going to leave today? And a quick, where are you going to go? What are you going to do if you're going to leave right now?
I would be going down and fishing behind Boca Grande around the Three Sisters area up towards Uncle Henry's. If I wanted some redfish and some trout of some good size and drifting those flats in there and some of those deeper potholes, lots of snook scattered in them, some bigger mangroves even still in them, but it also gives me the option to run over to the pass and drift the pass and look for some Spanish bigger mangs, possibly a shark or two. You never know what you're going to run into, but that area would be where I would really concentrate my efforts.
Well, that was Robert and me, your annoying host of Radio Fishing, and Robert's best bet. Around the inside of Boca Grande or the passes right around Boca Grande, Gasparilla Island, work those inside for some nice big fish. And thank you all for listening, and we're going to catch you the next time as the music's playing and we're out of time. So we will see you on the next Radio Fishing.